All right, we're back with Canton Repository, food reporter, entertainment reporter. He does everything. Ed Boyd. Ed, how are you doing today?
Doing very well. How are you?
Fantastic. And shame on you, Ed. I'm hungry now because I read your recent food feature about Johnny Lookouts, and now I want to go. You got to see it for the first time. What did you think about it?
I'm glad that it had that effect on you, Chris, because hopefully it has that effect on readers where it kind of, you know, makes their taste buds salivate a little bit. But it's in downtown Canton. It's at 309 Cleveland Avenue Northwest, right in the heart of downtown. It's next to a pretty well-known restaurant called Fronimo's Downtown. And it opened in November. And the gentleman who opened it, John Bepler, doesn't have any previous restaurant experience other than he's worked in a pizza shop before, kind of working in the kitchen, making deliveries. But he's from Stark County, and he had moved out to Texas and was actually working in the music industry as a sound engineer. And then when the pandemic hit, he kind of hit hard times, came back to Canton, and his dream's always been to run a pizza shop. And his dad actually used to own and operate a restaurant. So he decided to give it a go, and that's where this Johnny Lookout's Pizza Tavern came from.
Yeah, and you're saying it features pizza, sandwiches, cinnamon rolls. I'm seeing here soup. So yeah, a lot of stuff that I'm sure people will like.
Yeah, it has a pretty narrow-focused menu, which isn't a bad thing. You know, sometimes I think restaurants can try to do too much instead of just developing a focus. And he's just been open not for too long. So, you know, he's still trying to work out some bugs, but you have pizza, you have pepperoni rolls, you have calzones, you have some sub sandwiches, and then cinnamon rolls, which isn't something you would associate with the pizza shop, but I like the fact he kind of throws a twist in there. And it's not like a really elaborate kitchen, but the dough is homemade, the sauce is homemade, which I always give extra points for that. And the thing that stands out about the pizza a little bit is the sauce has some spicy zing, which I like. It's not going to overpower you with heat, but it's not something that you taste with every sauce. And then you could also get like a creamy garlic sauce if that's more your thing. And, you know, all the usual toppings. He uses provolone cheese instead of mozzarella, which, again, makes it a little bit different. And it has like a nice golden kind of puffy crust on the edges. And then it thins out a little bit more in the middle. And then the pepperoni rolls, also homemade dough, cinnamon rolls, homemade dough. And the pepperoni rolls were a highlight. I went with my wife and daughter, and that was one of the things they liked the best. And the thing about Johnny Lookouts is, and John Bepler, the owner, the operator of it, is he's really trying to make things better. It took him 2 years, he said, to come up with his pizza recipe. He did research online. He reached out to a couple pizza shop operators in Canton, kind of sages in the pizza business, to get their knowledge. And he really took his time to get it right. And he's doing the same thing. Even though he's been open since November, the pepperoni rolls and the cinnamon rolls, he recently tweaked the recipe. Even though he's gotten good reviews, he's still kind of striving for perfection.
And there's talk about bringing live music here, too.
Yeah, he's a music lover, and there's definitely a music vibe. I told you he has a little bit of a music background, but you see some decorations such as vinyl albums. There's like an antique radio that's really cool. I'm a history lover, so I was enjoying that. There's actually like a little podcast kind of sound area. There's a community radio station based out of Canton, I believe, that will go there occasionally and do a radio broadcast. They had Jim Morrison, the famous, you know, singer of the Doors. Mm-hmm. He had like a Jim Morrison night where they were playing records. And I think they actually like will spin some vinyl records there on this community radio station. I think I saw a photo up of one of my favorite all-time musicians, Kurt Cobain and Nirvana. I saw some Beatles pictures up. And he hasn't started music yet, but he will soon. And it's not going to be like a full rock band setting. It's going to be more low key, kind of acoustic based. It's a small stage.
Very good. So, and this place has been open for a couple of weeks, it sounds like.
Actually, it would have been around early to mid November. So I think he's roughly about 2 months or almost 2 months. And then I know they have different activities downtown. First Friday, that's the first Friday of every month. They just had one for January where they had a lot of like ice carving going on. And that's a popular time for people to come downtown. And he said he did good business, you know, starting out, going through the challenges of the pandemic. He's trying to get the word out. But he said certainly during the first Friday festivities, he saw, you know, a good stream of business there.
All right. So, yeah, Ed Blunt from the Canton Repository talking about downtown Canton's newest restaurant, Johnny Lookouts, and lots of interesting food there. You'll need to check it out. And follow Ed and keep up with the latest in Canton news and state news and world and national news that affect Canton through CantonRep.com. If you go there, go to the upper right-hand corner. Click subscribe. There's all kinds of great subscription deals for you to subscribe to the digital edition of the publication. Thanks, Ed. Have a great day, and thanks for checking us out.
Thank you.